Good morning. Welcome to Mornings with Ken. Go get a cup of coffee. Get a virtual donut. It's a little bit of a strange show today. Hey, I gotta do some things. So you're going to hear the volume of my show kind of go in low and high. Do not adjust your radio. I have to keep busy here in the kitchen. So I'm going to do a show, but you're going to be helping me do some stuff in the kitchen. All right? So don't go anywhere, okay? I'll be right back. You guys still there? Okay, good. You guys got to help me do up some dishes here. Actually, I'm emptying out the dishwasher. Hey, oh man, that one's not even dry. You know, don't you just love it? Your dishwasher says that it's the best one to, you know, make sure it dries them so you don't have to wipe them off after they do their full cycle. No, but this one, my glass is still wet. So I don't know what's going on with that. Do the American thing. Go buy a new dishwasher. Right? Hey, I'm going to talk today about a little bit about anxiety. And there are a million of us out there who suffer through anxiety. At some point in your life, you're probably going to go through some anxiety. And, you know, first of all, I want to say you're not alone. If you suffer from anxiety, you're not alone. And if you have never had anxiety, which I find highly unlikely, you'll know when you have anxiety. It's not easy to describe. And I'm not even sure if I'm describing what I have exactly for sure. But man, I've been up all night with anxiety, you know, and I know the scriptural thing to do. If you're a follower of Christ, you know, you got to cast all your anxieties and cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And he does. But I think we talked on one of my past shows, sometimes God allows you to go through some stuff and it's okay to have some medical issues if, you know, you're not alone. So don't ever think you're alone. I know people personally who experience anxiety to some high levels. And last night was not a good night for me. Hey, this is truth on the radio, okay? Truth on the radio. Last night was a horrible night for me. I could not sleep. It's hard to describe. How do you describe anxiety? I'm not sure how to describe it. Because the only way to really describe it was crawling out of your skin. You know, you feel like you're trapped inside your body. And you just want to scream to get outside of your body. Now, I don't want to freak any of you people out. especially the, you know, especially my church folk live, you know, listening, listening online. Whoa, see, what's wrong with that light? Light just went out in the kitchen. That's crazy. Oh, thank you for coming back on. See, I think something's weird happened in my house. But anyway, hey, anxiety. Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with you if you suffer through anxiety. I mean, you're not alone. You're not alone. But it's weird. How do you describe anxiety to somebody? I think last night was probably one of my worst experiences I've had in a very long time. I was extremely anxious to the point where I couldn't even sit still. I couldn't even sit still. I had no idea what to do. No idea what to do. I tried to get up and watching TV, you know, and that was not doing the trick. Hey. Oh, never mind my dog. I hope you're really not even actually listening to this show. Maybe I'll just delete this show as soon as I'm done recording it. But anxiety is a real thing. Don't be ashamed of it. Like I say, millions of people go through it. Last night, I tried going to bed, okay? Tried going to bed. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep it off. You know? But I wear a CPAP machine because I snore and Dixie kicks me out of the bed. So... I felt like the mask was smothering me. Like I couldn't breathe. I had to rip my mask off because I literally felt like I was being smothered. And then I just felt like I had to scream. I didn't scream, or Dixie would have. She would have been very upset if I would have screamed. But that's kind of like anxiety. It's weird. It's indescribable. I don't know even how to describe it to you. If you haven't been through it, then you don't even know what I'm talking about. But so many people have suffered from anxiety, and there's probably different levels. And some have, you know, worse anxiety than others. But man, mine was pretty bad last night. I have this weighted blanket that usually helps. In fact, when you have anxiety, you do weird things. Because, like, right now I'm out in the garage. And I'm feeling kind of weird. And I feel like I need to go outside and get fresh air. I mean, honestly, it's just, you can hear the garage door open up. I feel like I can't even breathe. I'm inside the house, and I feel like I'm suffocating inside the house. So it's really weird. It's a very weird feeling. It's indescribable. Like, why do I need to be outside? Especially this guy right here in this van. He's probably wondering, why is there a guy out there just wearing a t-shirt? I know, I'm in my undies, folks. Don't drive by my house right now because I'm in my undies and a t-shirt, but I'm hiding behind my car, my parked car, so no one can see me below the waist. You did not need to know that information. All right, I'm going back into the garage so people don't see my nakedness. I'm not naked though. But I can't, I can't breathe. It's the weirdest, craziest thing. I feel awful for keeping Dixie up last night. She told me, she put your mask on. I was snoring, but I tried to put my mask back on. I felt like from the alien movies where the face thing gets on the people's face and sucking them. And wow, it was a crazy night. I got up, I went into the living room, I watched some television until it started freaking me out. I like nothing helped. Like nothing could calm me down. Nothing could calm me down. Everything I would watch on the television would just throw my mind in a crazy place. And I ended up in prayer. It's funny how you don't go to prayer right away. Isn't it the Christian walk in life? Yeah, let's not go to prayer right away. Let's try watching TV. Let's try to figure it out on our own, you know? But I went to prayer and I was like, Lord, you got to help me. Well, I don't know where this is coming from. Why am I feeling like... It's weird. You don't even know how you feel. And I think that's the most scariest thing about anxiety. You don't know what's causing it. You don't know why you feel the way you feel. All I know, I've literally felt like I was inside my body screaming to get out. No, come on. Now, all my charismatic friends, no. Don't go there. Don't go there. All right? Believe me, I've been around that enough to know the difference. But anxiety, it's real, folks. It's real. And I guess the purpose of this little quick morning show is, remember, you don't suffer alone. And if you haven't been to a doctor, you know, go to your doctor and don't be ashamed. I guess that's the biggest thing. Don't be ashamed of having anxiety. Do not be ashamed of having anxiety. There's nothing shameful about it. You just have to ask for help, build some friendships around you that you can go to and talk to. Never mind. I forget. I'm not doing a live YouTube show, but you cannot see. All right. Anyway, so Maggie, wait, whoa, come here. Come here. No, come here. Maggie, we're going to go outside. Look, you want to take the dog outside with me? That might relieve me some stress. Come on, dog. Where are you going? Get out there. You know a place to go. Now go potty. Yeah, so anyway, I'm taking my dog out. I think my dog suffers from anxiety because she will not be still. Whoa, hang on, doggy. Hang on. I don't trust you to go out by yourself. Oh, great. Stop sign. Go. Oh, great. I think the neighbor's got a free show. Yeah, my dog even has anxiety, I think. She comes inside. She spins around in circles. I'm not talking to the bathroom dance. No, I'm not talking about that. She does the circle, but that's after she goes to the bathroom. She can't sit still. She can't sit still. And that's kind of like the way anxiety hits me sometimes. I can't sit still. Nothing will ease my mind. And I'm not sure why I'm sharing this with you this morning. But when I first developed this show, I guess it's been four years. Well, four seasons, depending how you look at seasons. About 4 years ago, I developed this show just among a few friends, you know, at first, because it was a stress reliever. And it helped me get rid of some anxiety. And I am so appreciative of my friends out there, my coffee guy friends, all my friends at church and pastors and everybody who's been very supportive, because most people would have thought, hey, this guy's crazy, man. you know, he's doing a podcast that's all over the place. But when I developed this 4 years ago, it really was about mental health. And I know I've kind of strayed to many different subjects over the years, and I like doing that. I like talking about a lot of different things. But this is part of how I deal with my anxiety. So I would encourage you, listeners, if you have anxiety, find a group of friends to build around yourself that you can go to and talk about these things, and find something in your life that helps you relax and get rid of some of your anxiety, that calms you down. It puts your mind in a right good place, because sometimes when you have anxiety, your mind goes to different places, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy. And I think last night for me was probably one of the worst nights I've had in a very, very, very long time. And, you know, sometimes life gets to you, man. Had some difficult events around. You know, I've had some, just past few days, had some bad, you know, hard news that I had to hear and deal with. But you know what? I'm so thankful. I praise God for all the friends that He's put around me, all my loved ones, all the people that care about me. And I just pray that if you're suffering from a loss, from anxiety, remember, your Heavenly Father cares about you. He tells us to cast our cares upon Him. And I know it's a cliche, sort of, we hear that so often. But man, it's great to know that we have a Savior who does care for us and love us. And hey, so you guys out there, don't be alone. And reach out for help. And all right, I'm going to let you go because my dog is staring at me. She did her business out there. Now she just wants to look there and wait for people to come by so she could bark at them, you know, for no reason. Well, maybe that's why her getting rid of anxiety. I don't know, but I don't like that. So she's going to have to find another way to get rid of her anxiety than barking at other people. So, all right, hey guys, thanks for checking in for a few minutes. Hey, you guys put up with me for 4 years. Why have you not bailed on me yet? All right, hey, I love you guys. Bye. Tell you.